We continue five lines up from the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah mentioned Hahochin Latarfus Asurin Lases Velases Imhan, that if a person is going towards a base of Avodah Zarah, they're going on some sort of pilgrimage, then you cannot do a business with the idolaters, as Rashi explained already by the Mishnah, and we'll see it in the Gemara, because if you do business with them on their way to the pilgrimage, clearly they're going to give thanks to their God, which would be prohibited. So the Gemara now continues and qualifies. Amar Shmuel, Ovid Kochavim Haholich Latarfus, Bahalicha Aser, the Azul Emodi, Kame Vodas Kochavim, Bahazara Mutter, Mai Dehava Hava. So Shmuel comes up with a qualification of this rule that yes, it's true that if you're meeting someone on a pilgrimage towards their Avodah Zarah, you cannot do business with them because they will go and give thanks to their God. But on the way back from his pilgrimage, that you would be permitted to do business with him. We're not concerned that the pagan is going to turn around and go back and give thanks to their God after they have already left. However, Yisrael ha'olich latarfus, but a Yisrael, the word, this is a Yisrael who is has veered off the derech. A Yisrael ha'olich latarfus b'halicha mutter. A Yisrael that's going on a pilgrimage to praise an idol, b'halicha mutter, it's permissible to do business with the Yisrael even on the way to the pilgrimage. Why? A beautiful idea. Dilma haderbe, because v'lo azil, because maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe you could have an effect on him. By doing business with him, maybe he'll see the light and he'll change his mind. And you have an opportunity there to do outreach. Perhaps that's what the Gemara is getting at. B'chazara aser. But on the way back, after he finished already praising the Avodah Zarah, then you cannot do business with him. Why? What's different on the way back? Can you help him change his ways? The Gemara says, Kivan de Avik Be Mehadar Hadar Azil. Says the Gemara, once he's already connected to the Avodah Zarah, then he's going to want to go back. He's so excited that he has this new idol, our new faith. He'll go back even in the middle of his travels back home. Gemara says, "Well, what do you mean? V'atanya Yisrael ha'olch latarvus bein b'halicha bein b'chazar aser." But we have another brisa which says that no, that you cannot do business with the Yisrael going on a pilgrimage, even going or going there or coming back. So why in the previous brisa did we say that our Shmuel said it's permissible to do business going there? Amar Rav Ashi kitanya hi b'Yisrael mumer. Devadai Azil. Here we're talking about a Yisrael Mumer. The case where you can't do business both going and coming, that's when the Jew has already become a Mumer. He's already so far removed from Judaism that he's so committed to the other faith that he'll do it both ways. But the previous Gemara that Shmuel was talking about was when a Yisrael who for the first time is going to do Avodah Zarah. So you have the chance to stop him on the way there, but on the way back, it's already a lost cause. Tanu Rabbanan. Ovid Kochavim Haholich Liyarid Bein Balich Bein Mechazara Mutter. If an idolater goes to a Yerid, goes to an idolatrous affair where they're selling goods in the Shuk, Bein Balicha Bein Bechazar Mutter. You can do business with him on his way there or even upon his return. Yisrael HaHolech Liyarid Balicha Mutter Bechazar Asher. But if a Jew goes to this idolatrous affair at the Shuk, so going there is permissible to do business. If you intercept him before he gets there, that's fine. But on the way back, you cannot. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? Maishna Yisrael Debchazar Asher Da'amri. Maishna Yisrael Debchazar Asher. Why is it prohibited for a Yisrael to do? Why is it prohibited to do business with the Yisrael on the way back? De Amri, Avodas Kochavim Zavin, we're going to assume that he sold an idol. Demei Avodas Kochavim, or he sold an article, let's say, to an idolater. Demei Avodas Kochavim Ikabade. Now he has the money of an idolater. He has idolatrous money. And therefore, you cannot sell things or to him or do any business with him, because then you're going to have money which was from an idolater, which is Asur Bahana. Gemara says, well, Ovid Kochavim Nami, Neima Avodus Kochavim Zavin, Dmei Avodus Kochavim Ika Bahade. Isn't that the same concern that the idolater is going to have money on him? And if you do business with him, you have the same problem. So the Gemara says, that can't be the reason. Ella Ovid Kochavim Amrinan, Glima Zavin, Chamara Zavin. Well, no, because by an idolater, we're going to assume that when he went to the fair, he was selling and buying clothes or animals. And there's no avodah zara involved in clothes or animals. He's just engaged in regular commerce. Well, then the Gemara says, Yisrael nami neima emor glima zavin chamara zavin. Why can't we just assume the same thing for Yisrael? He's doing commerce. The Gemara answers, no, it can't just be regular commerce, because he isa dahavele hacham is avinle. If all he was doing was regular commerce, he wouldn't have to go to this idolatrous shuk in order to do the business. He would have done it within the Jewish community or in a different area. By the virtue of the fact that he went specifically to this idolatrous Yerid, clearly it's because he is selling idols, and therefore on the way back, it would be prohibited to do business with this Yisrael.